I guarantee it.
The feeling is zero. Flash floods hit southern Germany on Sunday, killing at least one person, turning roads into rivers, and adding to the flooding devastation that has claimed the lives of more than 180 people across Europe in recent days. A district of Bavaria bordering Austria became the latest region to be hit by record rainfall and floods. Sunday's deaths brought Germany's death toll to 157 in its worst natural disaster in almost six decades, and the European toll is now at 184. About 110 people have been killed in the worst-hit Ahrweiler district south of Cologne. The European floods began on Wednesday and have hit Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Austria. In Belgium, which will hold a national day of mourning on Tuesday, water levels were falling on Sunday, and the cleanup operation was underway. Russian Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak said Sunday that Russia will raise its oil output in the second half of the year, thanks to the new deal agreed by the OPEC Plus group of leading oil-producing countries to increase their total production. Novak said Russia will start increasing oil output monthly by 100,000 barrels per day from this August and reach pre-crisis levels of production in May of 2022. OPEC Plus agreed Sunday to further ease oil supply cuts from August and to extend an overall supply management pact until the end of 2022. Domestic flights to and from Bangkok and other provinces classified by the Thai government as high risk from COVID-19 will be suspended starting July 21st, the Civil Aviation Authority of Thailand said on Sunday. This is VOA News. Deaths of doctors from COVID-19 in Indonesia rose sharply in the first half of July, according to the country's Doctors Association, as the Delta variant of the coronavirus fueled a surge in infections across the country. A total of 114 doctors died during July 1st through the 17th, the highest number reported for any period of similar length, and more than 20% of the 545 total doctor deaths from COVID-19 since the beginning of the pandemic. That's what officials from Indonesia's Doctors Association said during a virtual news conference. Doctors' deaths have increased in Indonesia, the world's fourth most populous nation, despite a 95% vaccination rate among health workers. This has prompted the government to use a batch of Moderna vaccines as booster shots to China's Sinovac for healthcare workers. Fueled by the spread of the Delta variant, Indonesia has reported more new coronavirus cases than any country in the world in recent days. The latest data is showing it's second only to Brazil in terms of the number of deaths. Pope Francis made his first public appearance since returning to the Vatican midweek after an 11-day hospital stay, telling well-wishers they should take a break and switch off from the stresses of modern life. Let us put a halt to the frantic running around dictated by our agendas and turn off our mobile phones, Pope Francis said in his weekly address from a window overlooking St. Peter's Square. The 84-year-old Pope had colon surgery on July 4th, the first time that Francis has faced a significant health concern during his eight-year papacy. In his Sunday address, he also mentioned some of the events dominating world headlines, as he often does. He urged an end to the recent public unrest in South Africa and called for peace and dialogue in Cuba after unprecedented protests rocked the communist-run country. Singapore's health ministry reported 88 new locally transmitted coronavirus cases on Sunday, the highest daily toll since August of last year, driven by growing clusters of infections linked to karaoke bars and a fishery port. The outbreak at karaoke or KTV lounges and bars had led the city-state to tighten some restrictions on social gatherings just a week after easing them. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.